morning I'd like to begin by giving you a statement and asking you to tell me if you believe it's true or it's false. I know you may not have gotten up this morning preparing for a quiz, but that's basically what we're starting this morning with. True or false? Christianity is characterized by getting to a better place. Now, that statement is purposely vague. I understand that. It's open to a number of interpretations, but if you had to answer true or false on that one, with no qualifications, no clarifying questions, if you just had to answer true or false, what would you say? Christianity is characterized by getting to a better place. I think we would say that that's true, wouldn't we? Now, I want to ask you this. How is that true? If it's true that Christianity is about getting to a better place, how is that true? Well, the big picture would be Christianity is characterized by getting to a better place called heaven. Right? One of the great things about knowing Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord is to have the assurance in our hearts that, as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. It's characterized by getting to a better place called heaven. John said it this way, 1 John 5:13, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life." Jesus said in those great verses, John 14, 1 and following, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions or many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. And lo, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So there is a very real sense in which Christianity certainly is about getting to a better place, and ultimately that better place is called heaven, the hope of every believer in Jesus Christ. I'd like to suggest to you this morning, though, that this statement that I'm laying out, Christianity is about getting to a better place, that's true in some other ways as well. For example, Christianity is about getting to a better place in your relationship with other people. Right? Now, the Bible is loaded with principles about how to have a better marriage, getting to a better place there. Or how to be a better parent. Or how to be a better child. How to be a better employee. How to be a better employer. It's loaded with principles about how to communicate, how to solve problems. So there's no question also about the fact that Christianity is about getting to a better place in our relationship with other people. Now, I'd like to suggest to you thirdly that Christianity is also about getting to a better place yourself. Getting to a better place individually. One of the first things that we ought to learn after we come to know Christ as Savior and Lord is that God has a goal for us, God has a plan for us, and Christianity in a very real sense is learning what that plan is and making progress toward achieving that plan. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and to give you a hope." It's about being or getting to a better place individually. Now, I want to ask you this morning to especially think with me about that third one. Getting to where God wants you and me to be. Our statement is really true in that way. Christianity is about getting to a better place. Now, if that's the case, let's plow it the other way for a moment. If that's the case, what is Christianity then not about? What's the opposite of what I'm talking to you about right now? Well, It's not about marking time. It's not about being stagnant. It's not about simply coasting. It's not about giving up. It's not about losing hope. It's not about leveling off. Christianity really is characterized by getting to a better place. You would agree with me on that. But now I have to ask you a question. How do you get there? How do you get there? You've probably seen this Army commercial where there's a number of individuals who appear to be maybe seniors in high school or perhaps in their first couple of years of college. And they're being interviewed in little snippets with the words that they're saying kind of flashing behind them. And it starts with these young people saying, "Everyone says you're going to make it." And the words "you're going to make it" are flashing all over the screen. "Everybody says you're going to do fine." And those kind of words are flashing on the scene. "Everybody says you're going places." And those words are flashing on the screen. "You're going places." Then if you've seen this commercial, the shots circle back around to those same young people. But now they've got a different look on their face. And everyone says, "But I just have one question. How am I going to get there? How am I going to get there? How am I going to get there?" And I would like to suggest to you that that commercial is teaching a very, very important principle. You can actually frustrate an individual if you tell them where they ought to go or that you think they're going to go a particular place without also telling them how. Another way of saying that would be this: stating a destination without providing a roadmap can be a source of frustration. It can be a cruel thing to do to another individual. Now, the good news is this, my friend. God does not do that with His children. It is true that Christianity is about getting to a better place, but it is also true that God provides the direction. So, let me pose that question that's posed in the Army commercial once again, except this time about you and me and the better place we're supposed to get to spiritually. How are we going to get there? How am I going to get there? How are you going to get there? Now, of course, there is not a singular answer to that question, but one of the most important answers to these questions that I've been posing is this. Are you ready? Through personal discipline. Godliness through discipline. Now, I realize, my friends, in the culture in which we live, what I just said was akin to pastoral cursing, wasn't it? But I would like us now, for the next several weeks, be studying the topic, the disciplines of a godly person. If it's true that getting to a better place spiritually in any way, shape, or form involves personal discipline, and it does, then I would like to lead us in a study of what the Word of God has to say about this matter of personal discipline. And I hope that each one of us will be prepared to make the appropriate applications to everyday life. Now, let me just explain where this series came from. As you know, this past spring and summer, we've had a number of small accountability groups going on in our church. That's part of our church seeking to fulfill its mission. And everybody in this room could stand to their feet right now and let out our church's mission statement. Is that true? I hope that's true. The mission of Faith Baptist Church is to win people to Jesus Christ and equip them to be more faithful disciples. That's our mission statement. That mission drives us. We seek to be a mission-driven church or a purpose-driven church. Well, we try to do that, to win people to Christ or equip them to be more faithful disciples in a whole number of different ways. I'm not going to go into all of them, but one of them is by having small groups. Groups of just three or four people who will meet together and encourage one another to grow. They were great. I mean, we had a bunch of them going for both men and women.